Any IRA money that is currently held in these types of investments will need to be removed by the investor by December 31st, 2021. There's a two-year grace period. If this bill passes, then anybody out there who has one of these securities with an IRA, they have 2 years to exit.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about real estate investing. And on today's episode, I will talk about the proposed bill that will prevent IRA funds for real estate deals, okay? In the U.S. House of Representatives, there's a bill right now that will prevent people like you and myself from using IRAs to fund real estate projects, okay? That is huge. I mean, so much money from IRAs is going into real estate, and IRAs are tax-free. You know, well, you just talk to your IRA professional, but in general, right, whatever your IRA makes is tax-free, right? So we're going to talk about that a little bit and what you can do to take some action and get a hold of your rep and tell them to stop messing around. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for your money. It's not a good thing for real estate. It's not a good thing for everybody, actually, right? It's just not a good thing. They can't tell you what you can and you can't do with your money. All right. So let me just give you a little bit. I'm going to tell you what I've done with IRAs, my investors' IRAs. So I have investors that have IRAs, you know, a couple hundred thousand, a couple of million in their IRA, and they've let me borrow money to flip houses, right? So I needed, you know, 150K. They give me 150K. I pay them a preferred return, like say 10% interest, and have their money for say 6 months. You know, what is that? I don't know, $7,500, right? For the 6 months that I had their money. It goes back into the 150 goes, I sell the house, their 150K goes back into the IRA, plus their interest of $7,500 that got paid goes also into their IRA, which is tax-free, right? I think, you know, when you retire at a certain age, you can start taking that money out and not get taxed on it, okay? So even when I buy an apartment building, right, I have a lot of investors that have IRAs. And if I have a $100,000 minimum, they'll wire from their IRA $100,000 into the project, and their IRA owns a piece of that apartment building. They own a small piece of their apartment building, and whatever cash flow it makes, or if we're paying a preferred return, if we're we sell a property, anything that happens with that, you know, that IRA gets credit for it, right? If there's a net worth, if there's an appreciation of the property, and there's, you know, 50K in net worth, while the IRA technically net worth is an extra 50K, right? Whenever it sells or we refinance, we go ahead and give back, say, the 100K plus any cash flow plus any, you know, preferred interest paid, it goes back into the IRA. Now, what's going on is, for some strange reason, I don't even know why, okay? This is what the House bill that it's in the House of Representatives, it's a proposal that prevent IRA funds for real estate deals. So basically, Section 138312, the current bill states the following: prohibits an IRA from holding any security if that security requires the IRA owner to have a certain minimum level of asset or income, and then parentheses, any deal or fund that requires investor accreditation. Next bullet point: if an IRA has invested in such securities, the IRA will be disqualified and the investor must pay taxes on that account. Third bullet point: the effective date is December 31st, 2021, with a two-year transition period for IRAs already holding such investments to dispose of the asset. So what exactly does this mean? For somebody like that does syndication, that does apartment buildings or syndicates, it'll definitely impact the industry, right? Real estate sponsors will no longer be able to take IRA money from investors for real estate syndication deals or any type of debt securities, okay? That's basically, you know, one of the biggest things that's going to happen, okay? But here's what's more concerning, right? So let me see if I'm actually going to try to read this. Any IRA money that is currently held in these types of investments will need to be removed by the investor by December 31st, 2021. There's a two-year grace period. If this bill passes, right, it'll take effect December 31st, 2021. And then anybody out there who has one of these securities with their IRA, they have 2 years to exit. So say you came in and just this week you participated in a syndication and you put 100K in, and the whole time is 5 years, right? That's the strategy, right? That you're going to sell or refinance, whatever, in 5 years. Well, guess what? That just got cut down by three. Okay. That's not going to be a good thing. Definitely not going to be a good thing. All right. So let me continue. Okay. The IRA money that is currently held in these type of assets type of investments will need to be removed by the investor by December 31st, 2023 to avoid the retirement accounts from becoming taxable. They're going to tax your IRA. This is insane. So for an investor that has invested a portion of their IRA fund in your deal, your syndication deal, these funds will need to be exited from the deal to avoid their complete IRA account from being taxable. Not just that portion, but your whole IRA account, okay? This is kind of crazy. This is not a good thing. I don't know why in the world this is happening. Real estate has been really good for those who've been good stewards with their money, have planned ahead, have created an IRA for them, for their spouse, for their children, for their grandkids. You know, I don't see why they're going to get punished for this, right? They were told one thing when they set it up, and now they're switching it up, right? They're switching up the rules halfway through the game, and that's not how you play. What can you do? All right. So I'm going to give you a couple of things you can do to kind of reach out and, you know, have your voice be heard. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of bullet points here, a couple of tips, a couple of things you can do. Go ahead and reach out to your elected officials, your U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate, and let them know that you oppose Section 138312 and that it impacts your business. Let them know that it impacts what you do. It impacts your retirement. It impacts your family, impacts your wallet, and it impacts your stability. Send an email about this proposal legislation to your investor email list. If you have an email list, whatever you have, just blast it out to everybody and say, hey guys, this is what's going on. Go contact your congressman, congresswoman, senator, you know, just let them know that this is bullshit, basically. Just let them know. Don't tell them like that, but just say it's bullshit. And not just that, but when you send that email, just tell everybody you know, okay? Start telling everybody you know. That's why when I got this email last night, I started reading it. I said, I got to make a podcast on this quickly because this is very important, not just for me, but for everybody out there, right? I mean, yeah, I have raised some money from IRAs. It's not majority of what I've raised. Maybe it's less than 10%, but this is not cool. You just can't do stuff like this. You can't change the rules halfway through the game because whatever the heck you're thinking, I have no idea. And I don't really care who's in office, what party's in office. You can't do stuff like that unless it's going to benefit everybody. This is not going to benefit anybody. This is going to hurt people. Okay. So in the show notes, I'm actually going to put the summary of the proposal. I'm going to go ahead and put a couple of different articles. I'm putting a link on how you can search your elected officials. Okay. So you can go ahead and click on it, find your official who it is in case you don't know who it is. I forget who mine is. I mean, it's like, it feels like every 6 months I'm voting. Anybody feel that same way? And so I'm going to go in there and check out who my official is. I'm going to email them, send them an email, say, hey, look, you know, scratch this. Don't vote for this. And I'm going to make sure that's in the show notes. You guys need to take some action. Go ahead and tell everybody you know what this bill is going to do. Is going to hurt your IRA. So I hope this was useful. Let's all get together and let's go ahead and do some good for our IRAs. All right. So I am Javier. I am your host. Don't lose your shirt. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.